This school of late has started reeking. Quiet, maggots, when I'm speaking! Reeking with a most disturbing scent. Only the finest nostrils smell it, but I know it oh too well. It is the odour of rebellion. It's the bouquet of dissent. And you may bet your britches this headmistress finds this foul odoriferousness wholly olfactorily insulting. And so to stop the stench's spread, I find a session of phys ed. Sorts the merely rank from the revolting. The smell of rebellion comes out in the sweat, and phys ed will get you sweating, and it won't be long before I smell the pong of aiding and abetting. A bit of phys ed will tell us who has a head full of rebellious thoughts. Hold, hold! Just like a rotten egg floats to the top of a bucket of water. The smell of rebellion, the stench of revolt, the reek of insubordination. The whiff of resistance, the pong of dissent, the funk of mutiny in action. Before a reed becomes too big and greedy, you really need to nip it in the bud. Position two. Before the worm starts to turn, you must scrape off the dirt and rip it from the mud. The whiff of insurgents, the stench of intent, the reek of prepubescent protest, the pong of defiance, the odour of coup, the waft of anarchy in progress. Once we've exorcised these demons, they shall be too pooped for scheming. Some double time discipline should stop the rot from setting in. All right, let's step it up. Double time. 1, 2, 3, 4. Discipline, discipline for children who aren't listening, for midgets who are fidgeting or whispering in history. They're chattering and chittering, their nattering and twittering is tempered with a smattering of discipline. We must begin insisting on rigidity and discipline, persistently resisting this anarchistic mischieving. These minutes you are frittering on pandering and pitying, while little ends like this, they just want discipline. The simpering and whimpering, the dripping, the spittling, the miss, I need a tissue, it's an issue we can fix. There is no mystery to mastering the art of classroom mistressing. It's discipline, discipline. The smell of rebellion, the stench of revolt, the reek of prepubescent plotting, the whiff of resistance, the pong of dissent, the funk of moral fiber rotting. Imagine a world with no children. Close your eyes and just dream. Imagine, come on, try it, the peace and the quiet, a burbling stream. Now imagine a woods with a cottage, and inside that cottage we find a dwarf called Zeke, a carnival freak who can fold paper hats with his mind. And he says, don't let them steal your horse's neck, don't let them throw them away. No, 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 if you find your way through, they'll be waiting.
She's mad!
Aha! And there, just like I said, the stinky maggot rears his head. Even the squittiest, piteous mess can harbour seeds of stinkiness. Have you ever seen anything more repellent? Have you ever smelled anything worse than that smell of rebellion? This sickening stink.